Welcome to the wild card playoff edition of Game Preview. The Falcons clinched a playoff spot last week with their win over the Carolina Panthers and will travel to Los Angeles to take on the number three seeded Rams on Saturday. And when you think of the Rams this year, the storyline has been their offense. They have a new head coach in Sean McVay, who's a great offensive mind, Jared Goff, but it's really been highlighted by the play of Todd Gurley, their running back, who I'm sure Falcons fans know all about from his time at Georgia. He is having an MVP caliber season. He has over 2,000 total yards receiving and on the ground, and he's just been almost impossible for people to stop, it seems like.
Yeah, and I think if you did do the voting right now, Todd Gurley, at least I would have voted for Todd Gurley for MVP. You mentioned over 2,000 yards, outstanding pass receiver in the backfield. We know what he can do running the football. So how do you corral him? That's going to take a lot of hats to the football. I don't think you isolate and, okay, you put one guy on Todd Gurley. That's not what it's going to take care of. Him, it's going to be about getting a lot of guys around the football. We've heard this throughout the season. Got a gang tackle Gurley. Make sure you pay attention to him. But because he's been so prolific, Kelsey, it's allowed Goff to throw the ball off play action, and he's got a number of weapons to get the ball to.
Yeah, you just talked about a number of those weapons, and everybody always talks about Gurley first when they talk about the Rams, rightfully so, but Jared Goff has taken a huge leap in his second year. And when I talked to Ricardo Allen today about Goff, I said, you know, what are his strengths? And he said, well, he's been able to hit almost every single one of his receivers. He said he has so many weapons, and he's utilizing them to their fullest. They have Robert Woods, Sammy Watkins, Cooper Kupp, and they're using Todd Gurley a lot as a pass catcher. So he said Jared Goff has really just been orchestrating that whole offense, and it's working.
Yeah, and I think it all comes back to the guy you talked about, Sean McVay, and what he's been able to do to corral all his talent. They added a couple pieces on the offensive line, and they're playing with a ton of confidence. There's a lot of teams in the league that have talent across the board. We got one right here in this town. Are you playing with confidence? And it's kind of a mirror image of who we are offensively. I know you and I were talking about this. It's kind of like looking at yourself a little bit. So will that help our defense to prepare? Potentially. But this is a group that it's going to start with Todd Gurley. He's the backbone of what they do.
So when you've looked at the tape, Arch, what matchups do you like based off what the Falcons have on offense against this Rams defense? Obviously, the Falcons are going to have to account for Aaron Donald, the four-time Pro Bowler who has 11 and a half sacks. But what matchups do you like?
Yeah, they're good up front. There's no question about that, Kelsey. This is a good defense, and Wade Phillips does an amazing job of orchestrating a defense. But when you look kind of inside and start carving at it, they're 19th in the league against the run. They have struggled to stop the run game. And teams have hurt them in the run game. And so when I went back and looked, let me find a tape I can look at. Went back to the New Orleans tape back in week 12. This is a game the Rams won, but they had a really tough time with Alvin Kamara. Kamara had over 100 yards receiving. He had 85 yards rushing, including a 75-yard run. I think that might be one of the matchups that you're looking at when you start talking about the running backs. Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman potentially isolated on Mark Barron, Alec Ogletree, the linebackers. Go back to early in the season in 2016, Wade Phillips' defense in Denver. What was Atlanta able to do? They were able to isolate the backs, Tevin Coleman in particular, against the linebackers. Look for that to be a matchup you look for.
And we have to talk about it, but Falcons have only scored a touchdown in the red zone once in the past two games. What do you think the Falcons need to do to be able to score more touchdowns against LA on Saturday?
Well, I think there's going to be a premium, obviously, on execution. When you get down there in that tight area, the defense begins to use the back line and the sidelines as the extra defenders because it becomes constricted down there. But you've got to put your playmakers up to bat. So if I'm going to call a pass play, I'm looking for the opportunity to get Julio Jones the ball. I'm looking for the isolation of Devontae Freeman to put him in space. If you run the football, can't have any negative run plays. You've got to get something positive so you stay on schedule to move the chains down there to potentially let the goal line hit you in the face. So I think execution will be a premium down there, and get your game, your big time players the ball.
And as I mentioned earlier, the Falcons will leave for LA on Thursday. They'll have an extra day before the game on Saturday. They've moved everything up a day this week, so they'll be rested, prepared. Everything stays the same, which is really important, because if you've listened to anything Coach Quinn or Arch and I have said on Game Preview, is the Falcons keep every single week the same, no matter if they're playing a primetime game, no matter who the opponent is. And I think that sets them up perfectly for situations like a wild card playoff game against the LA Rams.
Well, and I think that if you look at the schedule and you just talked about how they lay out each and every week, think about how much this team has had to play the screwy weeks. Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. This is their sixth primetime game. This is just another day at the barbecue for the Falcons, and this will be completely new for the Rams on a short week with a one game and done scenario. This should be a fun game.
The best line I heard in the locker room after the win against the Panthers on Sunday was from Tack McKinley. He said, "We're not satisfied. We want more." So it should be a fun one in LA on Saturday, and we look forward to it. Thanks for joining us on this week's game preview.